And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Greg Isaac. What's his name? Eric Reiner.
Oh, my gosh.
Trish on location.
Eric Reiner.
And, oh, did I say it wrong?
No, Reiner. No, you got it right, Dave. They
get it
wrong.
Yeah, they always get it wrong.
Hard Reiner.
And everyone misses me. I've been getting texts like crazy. They want me here all the time, but I need to travel for...
How many people? Just one person.
For many reasons, for business.
Pleasure, mostly.
You guys occasionally.
Not text like crazy, just text from iCrazy.
It's interesting because Joseph and myself and Eric are getting the opposite.
Yeah, we're getting like, oh, the show was, you know, excellent.
Leave that guy.
They said something was different.
But you know what else is excellent? It's the service at Alexander's All Care Auto Repair. Of course, this hour is brought to you by just them, Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. You get your oil changes done. It's hot outside, so you want to make sure everything is up to date. Your tires are good. Go to alexandersautorepair.com, 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix. Give them a call at 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781.
And this song right now,
epic song,
is the Ant-Man theme by Christoph Beck, composer Christoph Beck from Ant-Man, which we
love. Beck.
You like? No, Christoph Beck.
Oh.
Christoph.
Well, I thought that was his first name.
You mean John Beck. You
know. Who?
Who's John Beck?
Steinbeck.
Oh, Steinbeck. That's right.
John Steinbeck.
No. Of Mice and Men, right?
Right.
But the theme from Ant-Man, because it's Breaks of
Wrath.
Entertainment's.
Yeah, wow. What was the name?
In Dubious Battle.
Really? Lonnie, right? And someone. Wasn't it their characters?
I don't remember the... Yeah.
Breakthrough Entertainment's Bug Show, because we are going to review Ant-Man. Well, we're going to review Ant-Man in a minute, but I think someone called.
Oh, you got a caller?
You have someone?
Somebody's on the phone.
I don't know who's on the phone. Oh, hello? Listener?
Is
this
a dog?
Puppy?
It's a guy.
Oh, who's calling?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, baby, how are you?
Who's that? What's your name?
Is this Doris?
I'm sorry,
oh,
who is
it sounds like LaBaby from Mystere.
They call you Baby.
It's Baby from Mystere.
Oh, someone calling me Baby?
Baby Hello? Francois?
Hello.
It might be.
Hey, wasn't that a name?
Yeah, good memory.
And so, there's kisses. Thank you very much.
How can we help you today?
I hung up, I guess.
Dog that was kissing and
I guess
Baby.
That bit wasn't going so well.
Wow. Who wrote that?
I don't know. Well, let's talk a little bit about Ant-Man.
All right.
Paul Rudd plays a master thief who, armed with an astonishing ability to shrink in scale but increase in strength, must embrace his inner hero and
that
help...
sounds so great.
Reserve judgment. His inner hero and help his mentor, played by Michael Douglas, protect the secret behind his spectacular Ant-Man suit from a new generation of towering threats. This is the latest in Marvel's extravaganzas. Dave, I'm going to let you go first.
All right, I'll go first. Anyway, I never knew who the Avengers were.
The Avengers?
Yeah, whoever they are. I can't even say it. Marvel. I never knew any of these things. And when Ant-Man, I heard that, I go, who? You know, it reminded me of Woody Allen, and he did something with ants once, right?
Yeah, we'll hear from him a little bit later.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I went, because I know this is our feature film today, to review it.
It's this one of the
was
biggest movies
actually
of
the most surprising movie for me, actually ever. This is very surprising. A movie that didn't appeal to me just because of its title.
Actually, Eric didn't want to see it either.
I still don't.
Actually ended up astonishing me from the first moment the film started. Yes, it helped that I'm a big Paul Rudd fan. I have to admit.
I love you, man.
Yeah, Paul Rudd is the most underrated actor in Hollywood. This guy should be megastar. I really think he's that talented.
But he's not. He never will be.
Well, I don't know. After this movie, I think he might be.
No, come on, man. He was like in, what was that movie? Clueless. Remember that when he played her brother?
Well, yeah, that was a long time
ago. I mean, that was so long ago, and he still hasn't
but
made it to superstar status.
I mean, he's had some great parts.
He has.
Anchorman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think he's a super talent. And I'm a big Michael Douglas fan, have been for years. I don't know the Lily. How do you say her first name?
Lily, Evangeline Lily, or as the guy. The studios let these people from other radio stations go in and announce the movies, and they say, Evangeline Lily.
So they said it wrong.
They said it wrong.
So
and
it
then
should
they,
be pronounced.
They didn't even, Pena, my,
Michael Pena.
Michael Pena. They
fantastic
said Michael
in
Pena.
This movie. Oh.
Michael Pena.
Well, you know, that's a huge mistake.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. So,
or a small mistake. But the point is he was great, too. But Lily was fantastic. I don't think I've
from
seen
Lost.
Her. She's incredible.
Yeah.
She's a great actress. Yet, but this movie in itself was enormously entertaining, funny, witty, intriguing without any unnecessary footage. This was what I call a tight movie, a movie with heart, romance, compassion, and passion. The acting was superb. I thought Paul Rudd was just fantastic.
Paul Rubb.
Rudd. What's the rub with you guys?
You want him to rub you?
Anyway, the movie was extremely well made. I thought this was well written and a great direction. Fit together in a logical and intriguing scenes that kept the audience fully engaged.
You realize you're talking about a superhero movie, right?
Yeah, I know, but it was just so well done. I just was amazed. The character development was excellent. The story laid out beautifully, and the ending that will delight fans, I think, with anticipation like Christmas. And the key lines, I always love to hear key lines.
I love clear. Key lime.
No, key, yeah,
they,
key
they
lime.
They make
pie.
Oreos.
I'm
now.
Sounding like
Oreos.
You, Dave.
Some of the key lines, clear your mind and make your thoughts concise. All I learned is we know nothing, and it's not about saving your world, it's about saving theirs. This, to me, is a breakthrough.
Breakthrough. Wow.
I know. Can you believe it?
No, I can't, because you said, wow.
I know. I can't believe I said that. But I really love this movie.
Wow. Okay.
He has a man crush on Paul Rudd.
Apparently.
I like what, well, obviously, when he called him Paul Rubb. You know, yeah. I just want to say before I give my review.
talking about Freudian slips.
Sorry.
Rubbing one out.
I would love to hear.
Could have been a prior life. I don't know.
I would love to hear Dave and Doris go back and forth trying to figure out some actor or actress's name.
Oh, yeah.
She
let's
kept
do that.
Everyone's. Yeah. So I think on a
that's
future
a great
show,
idea.
Bring the movie thing back in and see, you know, maybe say Paul Rubb and we'll see if she knows who you're talking about.
You're such a big fan, you don't even know his name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
But Dave, yeah, last week I remember Eric was making fun of this movie, saying, you know, and yeah, I was saying
I wasn't making fun of it. I just said it's just
a
ridiculous.
Movie about a guy who shrinks down to the size of an ant.
Eric's a meanie. He makes fun of everyone.
And it's science in it too. Has he gone quantum to science, physics, sensitivity subatomic training, subatomic particles. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
You know, and yes, my favorite Marvel movie to date is Captain America.
And my favorite is Ant-Man.
And I also loved Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that was good, too. Mm-hmm.
So Ant-Man drastically differs from Marvel's other movies, though, you know? The majority of those.
I think it does.
I mean, first and foremost, it's not so much a superhero flick as it's an action-packed heist comedy, right? Mm-hmm. It's not exactly
a
superhero
good way
movie.
To describe it.
So you're, you know, Eric's saying it's a superhero movie. Not really. Not yet. Particular emphasis on comedy here. Star Paul Rudd's character is a flawed man, a reluctant hero. He's significantly more relatable than, say, Chris Hemsworth's Asgardian God in Thor. That's one of my least favorite.
Loki.
Yeah, that too. Finally,
isn't there a Loki in that?
Yes.
The brother and the bad guy.
Yes.
Right.
Perhaps most notably, the stakes are smaller here. It's not. We're not talking about anything apocalyptic. We're not talking about the end of the world like the Avengers always does.
Potentially.
Keeps the doom and gloom to a bare minimum so that we can fully appreciate the fantastic fun. So said differences, all those differences, are precisely what makes it one of Marvel's finest films.
Yay!
It is my third favorite Marvel movie to date. Eric, you need to see Ant-Man. It will
I will as soon as it's on
Give
Netflix.
Me some knuckles.
No, this is the kind of movie that you need to see on the big screen.
This
is
great,
three
right?
movies, three movies this summer so far. Now, we might have some more coming up because the summer's not over, but three movies. I think San Andreas, Jurassic World, and Ant-Man are the three best movies of the summer.
Okay, Jurassic World, totally I disagree agree. With you on.
Well, I disagree with you, period.
I agree with you, Joseph.
Yes.
This is definitely in the top three, Ant-Man.
Yes.
It sounds silly, but...
It does. It sounds, and it works so much.
So you don't give it quite a breakthrough.
I'm not giving it a breakthrough,
but
it's close there. It's close.
I thought I'd be the only one.
Evangeline Lilly is excellent.
Fantastic.
She's a cutie.
Yeah, yeah. And great actress. You need to stay through the end credits. Not
That's
only to,
right.
Yes,
I did.
For both, right? You saw both? Or you
no.
only see one?
Oh, I only saw one.
Oh, Dave's going to have to see
you
it again.
You have to go see Ant-Man again and stay till the very end of the credits because there are two sequences.
Oh, I saw the first
one. I don't want to say what they are.
Ant-Woman's involved.
Yeah. And they
One involving, I will just say, Evangeline Lilly. And then the other one, I'm not going to tell you anything about what the other one is.
I get the feeling I know.
Oh, wait. Maybe I did see the second one. I did see the second
you
one.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
Involving another character that shows up from the Avengers.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay, we'll just leave
it
at that.
I think I did.
Well, just stay through the end
Loki?
Credits.
Wow.
No, not Loki.
This was a great movie.
Bill
though.
Pullman.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was a great movie. I completely agree, and I cannot wait to hear what our ant expert entomologist Dr. Brian Fisher from the California Academy of Sciences has to say about it. Of course, we'll also ask him about the carpenter ant, the crazy ant. Yeah.
If he's listening, he's probably not calling.
The fire ant.
Well, and the flying ant.
No, the bullet ant.
Oh, and then my aunt in the aunt.
Yeah. On that note, we're going to take a quick break so we can hear from some sound bites from Paul Rudd and Michael Douglas and your friend Evangeline Lilly. But we reviewed a movie last week called Stung. Do you recall?
I don't.
Hot House Flower is the song that's going to take us into our break from Stung. It's the song that ends Stung.
Yeah.
Of course, I gave it a thumbs down. But if you like giant killer wasps, mm-hmm. you might get a... Might get a kick out of that.
Or yellow jacket.
Or yellow jacket.
Ant-Man Stung. It all sounds awesome. Yeah.
Which was really good. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
That Paul Rudd is sexy.
We'll be Paul right Rudd. Back.
Did you add him to your list?